Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy, naturopath and kinesiologist, and welcome to the Natural Alternative. I wanted to chat today about paracetamol and other painkillers and what they can do to the liver and why this is a problem neurologically. There's been a lot of information in the last couple of days about it, and people love to have medications that they feel are safe and effective that they don't have to worry about. And it's created some real concern. So I just wanted to chat about what it does, how it can impact us and our body. So let's have a look at it. So for a start, here in Australia, we use a lot of paracetamol, but I've added painkillers into the mix because they all work along similar lines in the body. So glutathione is a master antioxidant and detoxifier. So paracetamol is metabolized into NAPQI, a toxic intermediate neutralized by glutathione. Excess use thereby depletes hepatic stores. So the stores of the liver glutathione are gone, and as little as 2 tablets a day. Cysteine is a precursor to glutathione. It's used in glutathione synthesis. So we create glutathione with cysteine. N-acetylcysteine is often given to replenish it. Selenium is a cofactor for glutathione peroxidase. Chronic depletion of glutathione increases selenium demand. Vitamin C. It's an antioxidant that supports glutathione recycling. It's depleted during oxidative stress and detoxification. And as you all know, vitamin C is one of the things that we make very little amount of in our body. Our adrenals make a tiny little amount, but vitamin C is one of the things we need to replenish. And we need to have a good form because a lot of them have some horrible ingredients in them. B vitamins, B6, B9, B12. These are methylators, so they allow the liver to methylate a lot of substances. Particularly, they're involved in neurotransmitter synthesis, so they help to create neurotransmitters in our body. So they're required for detox pathways. Chronic deficiency of B6, B9, B12 may impair absorption or increase demand. So when we are taking too much paracetamol, we need to have these methylated B vitamins in the background so that we're constantly replenishing those. When we have a chronic deficiency of B6, B9, B12, that can raise another thing called homocysteine, and homocysteine is a precursor to heart attacks and strokes. SAMe is another nutrient. So it's one of the ones that's also a methyl donor and it's required for liver repair. So it's depleted in chronic liver stress and it affects our moods and methylation. And good old magnesium, it's an enzyme cofactor, NMDA modulator in NSAIDs and so nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and opioids can impair absorption and increase renal loss. So the receptors and enzyme repairs. So then taking too much of these medications can also mess with some receptors and enzyme pathways in our body as well. So vitamin B6 receptors, chronic inflammation and drug metabolism can impair B6 activation, affecting GABA synthesis and serotonin converting. GABA is the antioxidant nutrient in the brain, and serotonin is, of course, our happy hormone. It messes with our folate receptors. Now, this was mentioned in a press conference this week. So, the folate receptors, NSAIDs, and some painkillers may interfere with folate transport and methylation, impacting DNA repair and neurogenesis. So, it impacts the ability to create new nerves. It messes with the cytochrome P450 enzymes. They can be induced or inhibited by various drugs, altering detox capacity and an increasing neurotoxic load. And it also messes with your NMDA receptors. Opioids and glutathione depletion can dysregulate NMDA activity, contributing to excitotoxicity and central sensitization. So therefore, the neurological links are B6, B12, and folate are essential for dopamine, serotonin, and GABA synthesis. Their depletion can lead to anxiety, depression, and pain amplification. It can lead to mitochondrial dysfunction. Glutathione deletion impairs mitochondrial resilience, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and neuroinflammation. and it can lead to central sensitization. So chronic pain and oxidative stress prime the nervous system and overreact the stimuli linked to conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. It can also cause neuroinflammation. So liver stress and impaired detox increases circulating cytokines, which can cross the blood-brain barrier and activate the microglia. So the microglia are the tiny little immune cells that help to clean up our brain on a daily basis. So here in Australia, of course, our drug companies, I mean our government agencies, have pretty much come out and said everything's safe and effective. No one needs to change anything that they're doing, and these things won't cause any health issues. That's not what I've found in clinical practice over 31 years. Lots of people end up with liver challenges when they're taking too many medications. And unless we get in there and help the body, sort of increasing the glutathione and sulfur and all these other NRF2 pathways, we're not going to get the inflammation under control because these drugs don't help the body to heal. They're just suppressing a symptom. So I thought I'd throw that into the mix because there's so much information out there at the moment. This is from my perspective, which I thought might be useful. Have a great day. See you later.